My biggest learning, my biggest realization is how important collaboration is when you're trying to get to groundbreaking innovation.
Welcome back to another episode of the Innovation Roundtable Insights podcast. That's BJ Mistry, strategy and operations lead at Unilever. At our workshop hosted by Shell in Amsterdam, BJ discussed with our colleague Katerina about her experience partnering with social enterprises in Africa and Asia to meet the needs of low-income households. She expresses how partnership and collaboration are critical to address major global challenges. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
BJ, thank you for joining us here today and for the presentation at our today's event. So I would like to start by asking you to tell us a bit more about your role within Unilever.
So I work on a team called Transform, which is a partnership that Unilever has with the UK Foreign and Commonwealth Development Office and EY to support visionary social enterprises in Africa and Asia that are meeting the needs of low-income households. Mm-hmm. So that's been for the past 3 or 4 months, just getting into this whole space of startup and corporate collaboration and really looking at ways that we can build connections between these social enterprises that we're accelerating and the business itself and what are the real business needs to do that. But Unilever, and it's one thing I'm really involved in as well, is bringing together the various efforts we have to collaborate with startups. So we also have the Foundry, mm-hmm. we have the 100 Plus Accelerator, which is another accelerator program. We also have Unilever Ventures amongst a few others. So also kind of operating at this broader network, if you will, of startup corporate collaboration.
So what are the different collaboration models that you use when working with startups, and how do you choose a particular model when it comes to a particular startup you were operating with?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the various models touched on a little bit just now with the different kind of branches and programs that we have within Unilever. I think one is a bit more this accelerator model where we start with a specific business need or business challenge, and then we work with startups or scale-ups in those spaces and help really accelerate their efforts so that they can be at a place where they can scale and become partners. Suppliers for Unilever in the future. We also have our venturing arm, which is more about actual venture capital and private equity. And then we have our Foundry, which is more about really facilitating and choreographing the full journey from building an innovation strategy that has space for startup and scale-up thinking, mm-hmm. all the way through to building those relationships, validating them, all the way through to contracting. And a lot of times these models are sort of have been used in the past, kind of driven by the reason they were created. So whether that be venturing, so for more of a financial investment, or the accelerators were actually quite more sustainability oriented, so then it was really serving that purpose. But now I think what we're really after is how can we start to get sharper about where there's big business challenges that are really in need of more innovative startup scale-up thinking, if you will, and operating again a bit more as a network to see how these different models can actually work together instead of apart.
And how does Unilever measure the impact of the collaborations you do with startups, and what are the metrics you use to evaluate this?
Yeah, so for me, I'm still, like I mentioned before, in the really early days of this whole space. So I haven't quite, like, I think I'm still learning a little bit about what the right way to do that is. And I think there are a bit of like different approaches across these different models at Unilever. But what I will say is just from even listening today, I think there's a definite need to have consistent measurement across all the different elements and to make sure that that links back to creating value for Unilever. And some of the best examples I've heard, and we want to make sure that we're also looking at it through that lens, is how can we land these startups and scale up what starts as maybe just an open relationship, how can those turn into more formal collaborations, commercial agreements, et cetera. So looking at a bit, how do we bring this funnel into the business? And I think that for me is a great way to measure mm-hmm. it. And if we're not doing it today, how we will definitely seek to do it in the future. Yeah.
What about the challenges or the roadblocks that one can encounter on this path?
Yeah, I think when you're new, you definitely start probably first looking at a lot of the challenges that you're up against. Mm-hmm. And then you're in this space where you really want to start to create more opportunities and navigate those challenges. I feel like there's a few specific things that have already become quite clear and have really been the themes that have come out from today as well. I think one is about the scale of the startups and the scale-ups that you're working with. If they're not at the size that Unilever might traditionally work with or another organization might traditionally work with, sometimes that can be quite challenging to find. Like, of course, they're the ones leading at the front line of innovation. We want to collaborate with them, but you know, it needs to be at the right stage of their own development as a startup or scale-up in order to be able to serve the needs of large companies like Unilever and the scale in which we operate. So finding that kind of sweet spot of where they're at a scale that's good enough to start the relationship and then to kind of work with them to help grow their capacity and scale, that's a big one, and an opportunity therefore that comes out of that. I think the second one is really around culture. Just, I've heard over and over again today, it's something I've experienced as well, working with startups. For that startup, it's completely new, this whole way that these large corporations operate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And vice versa, for myself personally, I've been with Unilever for the last 10 years, and I have worked primarily in this more kind of large scale environment. And it's very new to think about how you work with entrepreneurs, how they operate, how agile and adaptable they are, their general cultures. So just even having that cultural fit to then be able to see that relationship all the way through to maybe more longer term commercial agreements, that's mm-hmm. something that I think needs to be facilitated, handled quite purposefully. And I think those have really stood out to me, but also just the last one really for me is ensuring that business fit and making sure that these different groups that are collaborating with startups don't operate as an island, and that it starts with the business strategy and the business needs, and then you can bring in these relationships based off of that, but then still saving some space to have that senior leader support on areas where startups might be leading something that we don't even think about today that isn't exactly an explicit part of our business strategy, but we know that's the future of maybe the adjacent spaces we're operating in or somewhere that we need to transform into in the future, and keeping an eye on that and managing a bit that bringing that outside in. I think that part of it and navigating what's the balance between focus on business need and focus on things that aren't really happening today, and how do you do that? I think that's another interesting challenge I feel I'm up against mm-hmm. a bit at the moment.
So you could say that the culture of innovation, maybe the perspective is different mm-hmm. From the point of view of a startup and from the point of view of a larger organization.
Yeah.
How does Unilever foster the culture of innovation and collaboration? What are some of the strategies that that you found to be effective when promoting this culture within your team or between the teams as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think from that perspective, there's a couple of very tangible programs that we have, and I think there's just an element of encouraging, of course, that pioneering spirit. But one of the things that immediately comes to mind on how do you build that culture is we have a program called Get on the Front Line, which is originally started for some of our marketing teammates who it was really focused on how do you get closer to what consumers are experiencing every day. So things like consumer interviews, store visits, just different ways that you can get closer to really the everyday needs of consumers, because ultimately that's where the innovation starts, right? There is a consumer need, a problem to be solved. But another one that I think is a nice way to help bridge this kind of place between corporate and startups, but get your everyday employees really engaged in that and create the cultural shift, is through Transform, the program that I'm part of. We have something called the Transform Support Hub, and it's a digital platform that's powered by a partner we have called Moving Worlds. And they really help to create this matching between employees at Unilever, for instance, but also some of our other partners like SAP and EY, and partner those with startups or scale-ups that are in a specific place. So the employee might say, oh, I can bring finance experience or sales experience. I have 30 minutes a month to contribute. And an enterprise might say, I need this kind of support. And doing a bit of that mentoring and coaching, I think, for the employees working at the Unilevers, SAPs, EYs of the world, is another way where we get real hands-on experience of what's going on the ground at the front line of innovation and creates a bit more of that culture.
And how do you ensure that the startups that you collaborate with are aligned with the company's sustainability goals and objectives? There is a lot around it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think what's interesting and the whole reason that I joined Unilever 10 years ago is because Unilever is one of the leaders in sustainable business. And the idea that actually there isn't the sustainability and business strategy, it's one. And how do you do them together? And how do you ensure that the business you're building is one in which is also better for people and planet? I think that happens across all of our brands. We're really, we focus on brands with purpose, having some connection to not just the kind of everyday consumer need, but also the broader societal and environmental impact of our brands. And so for me, I often find that these then tend to live quite interchangeably. And it's a nice model in that sense, because you do see that then the startups we're focusing on, because our strategy itself is focused more on sustainability, then a lot of the startups we want to work with are in that space. So topics like regenerative agriculture and sustainable sourcing and ensuring that within our more of our foods brands and our ice cream brands. So then naturally you're working with startups who are working in this space that's related to that. So I think that's an example, but also things like recycled plastic and refillable technologies and infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And so because that's all ingrained within the brands and the products we sell, then the startups as a byproduct of that are naturally linked as well to sustainability. And I do believe that, you know, these startups and scale-ups are going to be the ones who lead the way to solving some of the world's biggest challenges. So it's nice that there can be that interconnection.
Is there any specific sustainable development goal that you're focused on more? How can I say? Because there are how many, 15 or 20 of
17,
them?
17.
Yeah. Thank you. Any specific that you were focused more than on the other, and why? For instance, maybe development, since you mentioned the project of the social housing.
Yeah. I would say overall, Unilever's focus across the board on the sustainable development goals in different ways. Each one relates to different brands we sell, because of course we operate all the way, you know, from ice cream and food, but also to personal care products and beauty and well-being and home care. So across these different elements, there is, so much happening around sustainability or the issues that are related to the sustainable development goals. So I think there isn't quite one, and our compass strategy for Unilever it's called the compass. It is focused on being organized by the sustainable development goals key pillars. So we have elements of climate and nature, for instance, and elements of improving livelihoods. And so all of these different elements come through again in our business strategy.
It's more of a different puzzle pieces.
Yeah, it's a holistic approach. Yeah, exactly. Which is the whole foundation of the sustainable development goals as well.
Yeah.
You can't just achieve one. They all kind of interrelate.
Interconnected, of course. Yes. What about the sustainability from the other perspective? Meaning, how do you ensure that collaborations with startups are sustainable, the partnerships are sustainable, and that they have value in the long term?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is one that I'm really under investigation on at the moment. And I think one thing I'm really seeing is the importance of having a facilitator through that journey and making sure that whether that's a function of the business or it's a particular person or consultant, it could be different models, but having kind of that space to have someone who's going to facilitate that journey of, which I mentioned kind of a bit earlier, but, you know, understanding what the business needs that are fit for startup collaboration, being able to scout those organizations, validate, doing the due diligence, building kind of that cultural fit and collaboration later on, fast tracking these kinds of partnerships, all of that requires someone who or somebody that's going to like help that journey move along, because it's very easy to get stuck or to face kind of new challenges if you're at the individual level. Oh, you haven't, you know, worked with a startup in this way, or you don't know how to fast track the process. So I think that is a big part of it. But I think just also knowing that the organization itself prioritizes these kinds of like this external ecosystem, this startup and scale up collaboration, that's an important part. So I feel there's that cultural fit, there's the kind of person and the facilitation piece, and just in general, being able to secure that kind of time, money, people equation,
mm-hmm.
that to me is what ensures the success of the collaboration in the end.
Finally, what could be the biggest lesson learned from when it comes to innovation from your experience so far?
Ooh, biggest lesson learned. That's so hard with innovation. I think, I don't know if there's one particular lesson.
Or your favorite.
But I think in general, for me, where I'm at right now in my career, my biggest learning, my biggest realization is how important collaboration is when you're trying to get to groundbreaking innovation. And of course, later down the line, you can talk about things like, you know, having more intellectual property and things that are going to be a little bit more closed. But I think being able to start when you have these big world challenges, especially, and how do you navigate those? I mean, so many of the issues themselves are systemic. You can't then solve it as one player in the game. So looking at how you can collaborate across the system, across different, you know, players that are all kind of either contributing to that issue or will be a part of helping solve it, I think you just need that collaboration. And so for me, that's hugely inspiring at this point in my career to just think about how do we collaborate more? Because mm-hmm. when you talk about the SDGs and which ones do we focus on at a personal level, SDG 17, which is all about partnership for the goals,
mm-hmm.
is my personal favorite. And yeah, I just want to see more partnership and collaboration to solve the world's biggest issues.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights
Thanks.
With us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find our show in most podcast apps. Subscribe for free to get the latest episodes. The video and the transcript of this podcast and all of our other exclusive content can be accessed via innovationroundtable.online. The Innovation Roundtable Online Network is your portal to a wide variety of exclusive content, including video presentations, interviews, insights, reports, and articles. Not only that, innovationroundtable.online is also a place where you can connect with thousands of other corporate innovators, share experiences, request collaborations, and gain inspiration from your peers. Our network is exclusively for innovation, HR, and marketing practitioners in large firms. So visit innovationroundtable.online to discover more and request your 15-day free trial account